Go ahead and take a moment to get comfortable. Find a spot that feels really good to you. Light a candle. Maybe you have your Embody Moi candle in front of you and you want to utilize this as you're staring into the candle. Maybe you want to light another candle. Maybe you want to lay down. I would not suggest that you drive while you're listening to this meditation. You can walk. You can do something where you have flexibility and freedom. The intention of this meditation is to set you into a deep place, allowing yourself to access your subconscious and really feel yourself embodying the next level of your soul's calling. So begin to breathe, just beautiful breath in, beautiful breath out, in through your nose, and out through your nose. Feeling your shoulders relax. Your lower back beginning to settle. And feel an energy rising up the bottom of your feet. A pure energy, a beautiful energy, a supportive energy, a grounded energy. Sourcing you with all of the resources, all of the minerals, everything you require to embody your soul-led focus. Allowing that energy to come up from the bottom of the earth into your feet. Stretching out your toes, feeling the arch of your foot relax. Relaxing your ankles. Moving all the way up the back of your calf. Letting go of any tension, the front part of your leg, that tibia, your shin, relaxing. That energy beautifully and supportively coming up surrounding your knees, healing anything that it requires. Feeling a flexibility in your joints. Feeling a gratitude for your knees and your legs as that energy continues to travel up through your thighs, your hamstrings and your quads, feeling a level of massage and surgence of beautiful white light up into your pelvis, letting go of any shame, any limiting beliefs, any hatred, any self-doubt, any self-disgust, any judgments, any feelings of regret or betrayal or hurt. Flooding that area of your life with light, with freedom, with openness, feeling now into your power of sensuality, which is located 3 to 4 fingertips below your belly button, feeling that energy. If you're aware of Kundalini energy, you can connect with that space, that beautiful space where your Indi is activated. And imagine a gorgeous, bright orange hue extending through your back, down your sacrum, up your spine, clearing all of the blockages that are in the way, feeling your Indi connect you with your being, the truth of who you are, the opportunity to remember that you are light, that you are love, that you are whole, that you are worthy. Feel that beautiful burst of orange moving up into your stomach, up into your solar plexus, connecting with your Frenchie energy. Seeing that orange transform into beautiful, bright canary yellow. And feeling the vibrancy of that Frenchie energy as you move into a state of recognition around joy. And around pleasure. Around opening to those aspects of who you truly are. Taking a moment to breathe in. And breathe out, breathing in, and breathing out, allowing that yellow light to calm any anxiety, to feel an expansion around pleasure, to feel an opening, to feel a letting go of any judgments, any self-sacrifice. And allowing that beautiful yellow light to transcend up, up to your chest, up through the back of your spine, connecting with your heart space. Meeting your New Yorker, where your New Yorker resides. And feel that connection with your New Yorker with a gorgeous green, a fresh, rejuvenating, fertile, expansive, abundant green pouring through your heart space, through the front of your chest, relaxing your shoulders all the way down the front of your arm, the top of your arm, extending down out your fingertips. Imagine that green light, that green hue extending from your fingertips. Expansive, abundant. Feeling that green move up your neck. Feeling that relaxation, that trust, that inner knowing that of course you can embody your power. Of course you can embody prosperity. Of course you can embody the truth of who you are. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling the swirl of those colors extending up through your throat, the back of your neck, clearing out any blockages from the mental or emotional space. Feeling a white light exit your crown chakra, the top of your head, and that white light reaching up into the wisdom, into the truth, into the heavens, into the Christ light, into the love, into the universe, into the limitlessness of who you are. And feel that connection to your soul and to your soul-led focus. Allowing that white light to pour down over you now with a sprinkling of gold dust all over your body, feeling healed, feeling cleared, returning to the truth of innocence of that which you are. Remembering your beauty, remembering your truth. Calling forward all of your femtypes now to support you in the deepening of your soul-led focus. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. And from this space of relaxation, connecting with your soul-led focus. Remembering what your soul-led focus is, feeling which factor you've been called to infuse into your soul-led focus, enjoyment, fulfillment, or expansion. And feel that energy now, whichever one of those was your factor. Feel the energy of that around you in this moment. Whether it's enjoyment or fulfillment or expansion, feel it surrounding you. Stretch out your arms and your legs, arch your back, feel yourself allowing a deeper connection with your factor. Breathing in and breathing out, relaxing even further, opening even more. Easy, gentle, tender guidance. Your solid focus. And what is available for you next. Feel into the vision of your solid focus. What it is that you're aware is no longer serving you. And what it is that is calling you forward. Be gentle. Be tender, be authentic, allow it to unfold. Breathing in And breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. And you find yourself in the middle of a forest. And as you're walking through the forest, you're called to sit down under a specific tree. And as you nestle in next to the tree, you see that there's a particular rock that you feel so called to pick up. And so you trust yourself and you pick up this rock. And on the other side of this rock is written your soul-led focus. And as you hold this rock, you feel a different level of connection with your soul-led focus, moving it from one hand to another, feeling the texture of the rock, listening to the experience as you connect further with your soul-led focus, and asking your femtypes what it is you require to know when it comes to permission and trust with your soul-led focus. What is it you require permission for? And what is it that you require to trust? Breathing in and breathing out. Deeply listening. What does your soul-led focus want to share with you now? And feeling into surrender. Allowing yourself to connect with your soul-led focus in a way where you feel called. You feel called into your unconventional path, letting go of the conventional plan. What aspects of your conventional plan are you still attached to? What aspects of your conventional plan are you buying into, thinking that you will get the desired result if you do go that way? Coming from a should, a supposed to, a have to. Breathing in and breathing out and saying yes to your unconventional path. You stand up and put the rock in your pocket, feeling it guiding you consistently. And as you walk, you see a path. And you see another path. And it's very clear to you which one is your conventional plan and which one is your unconventional path. And as you stand there on the crossroads, at the fork in the road, you're breathing in and breathing out. And you choose. You choose. And as you choose your unconventional path, you feel a sense of freedom. And as you walk down your unconventional path, take note of what it is you see, what it is you hear, what it is you're wearing, how the ground feels beneath your feet, what it is you smell, and feel your soul-led focus with you. Feel that rock in your pocket. What are you meant to see? What's here for you? What's available to you? With each step, you feel more and more confident. With each step, you feel more and more relaxed. With each step, you feel more and more calm, knowing that you do not have to know the how. You do not have to have all the answers. All you require to do is continue to surrender. Continue to follow the most aligned action for you at this particular point in time. And as you continue, you begin to feel into what it is you require to allow your soul-led focus to be fully supported. What boundaries? What level of self-loving discipline? What is it that you can allow into your life that will lovingly support your soul-led focus? Is it a different bedtime? Is it a different eating regime? Is it a conversation that requires to be had? What is it? Ask your soul-led focus. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling that connection with you. Honoring you, honoring that which is important, that which you value, allowing it to be a priority. And as you continue on this path, you come to a fountain. It's a beautiful, gorgeous fountain. Take note of what it looks like, what color it is, what the water looks like, how big it is. Are there benches around it? You see, ask your soul-led focus. What does this fountain represent to you? And you pull your soul-led focus, the rock, out of your pocket, and it has magically turned into a coin, a very, very special coin. And intuitively, you turn your back to the fountain, making a wish. A wish of deep knowing, deep desire, deep truth, deep wisdom. And as you're holding this coin in your hand, you feel an integration of embodiment. You trust yourself at higher levels to follow through. You feel a new level of clarity and focus as to what is yours and what is not. You feel your vision and your connection with your soul-led focus like never before. Feel it in your hand. Feel the integration and the embodiment of yourself as this truth. And as you feel that connection, you know you don't have to squeeze it. You don't even have to hold on to it. You only have to surrender and trust. And with that, you throw the coin over your head. And it lands perfectly in the fountain. And as you turn around, feeling a depth of peace in your heart, you listen. What message does your soul-led focus have for you now? Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. Stay still as long as you require. And when and if it feels congruent to you, go ahead and journal the most powerful and impactful pieces for you now.